Old Testament.
我们念哈该书。
The book of Haggai.
我想在旧约的最后第三卷书。
This is the last third book in the Old Testament.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
我们看第三节、第四节。
Verses 3 and 4.
我来念好了。
Allow me to read them to you.
你们中间存留的，有谁见过这殿从前的荣耀呢？现在你们看作如何？岂不在眼中看如无有吗？耶和华说。所罗巴巴，虽然如此，你当刚强。亚瑟大的儿子大祭司约书亚，你也当刚强。这地的百姓，你们都当刚强作工，因为我与你们同在。这是万军的耶和华说的。第七节。
Verse 7。
我必震动万国，万国的珍宝。必多运来，我们特别注意这个小的字。小的字说，或者万国所羡慕的必来到，万国所羡慕的必来到。我想这是指着我们的弥赛亚基督耶稣，他要来到这里，他也是万国所羡慕的那一位。
Verse 7, I will shake the nations and they will bring all the wealth of the nations. The small prince in the Chinese Bible say that I will shake all nations and they shall come to the desire of all nations and I will fill the temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. And this desire of all nations is Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ.
我就是这殿满了荣耀，这是万军的耶和华说的。万军之耶和华说，银子是我的，金子也是我的。这殿后来的荣耀比大过先前的荣耀，这殿后来的荣耀比大过先前的荣耀。
Verse 9。
这地方我必是平安，这是万军耶和华说的。我们看撒迦利亚书第四章。
Zechariah chapter 4。
我们念一句。
We are just read one verse.
第十节
Verse 10。
谁藐视这日的事为小呢？谁藐视这日的事为小呢？这七眼乃是耶和华的眼睛，偏察前地，见所罗巴巴手拿着限度就欢喜。耶和华的眼睛看见所罗巴巴手拿限度，他就欢喜。我们来看两处新约的圣经，马太福音。
Now we'll read two passages in New Testament, Matthew.
我想这是我们很熟的一段经文。
We all know this passage very well.
不过可能我们不知道这一段圣经到底主耶稣是指着什么说的。
But maybe we still do not understand what this passage is really meant by Lord Jesus.
第七章
Chapter 7。
请你念好了，这个马太福音第七章二十四节。
The Gospel according to Matthew
到二十七节。
Chapter 7 verses 24 to 27。 Therefore whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock.And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall.
我想主讲这段话。这也是登山报讯最后的一段话。
These are the last words on the Sermon on the Mount spoken by our Lord.
我相信最后的一段话也是最重要的一段话。
And I believe this last part of the whole sermon is the most important one.
主耶稣在这里讲到建造。
Here the Lord Jesus says building up.
我想我们主的心同父的心是一致的。
I believe the heart of our Lord and our Godfather is the same.
我父的心看重教会。
Our Father's heart cherishes the church.
我想他的儿子耶稣基督也看重那个教会。
So I believe his son, our Lord Jesus, also values the church.
这个最后的一段话，我们的主就指着教会的建造。
Now this last passage speaks of the building of the church.
教会的建造是建造在这个磐石上面的。
The church is built upon this rock.
这个磐石就是他的话。
And this rock is his word.
主耶稣，保罗在哥林多前书第三章说，你们是神所建造的房屋，是神所耕种的那个田地。
Paul says in 1 Corinthians that you are God, the field that God plowed and God's building.
我想这个 building 就是教会的建造。
And I believe this building is the building of the church.
所以到最后，主耶稣在这里说，我们要把他建造在这个话语的上面，就是磐石上面。
So in the end, the Lord Jesus said, "We will build the church upon this rock. That is His word."
好，等会我们再来交通。
We will fellowship more on this point later on.
最后，我们看提摩太后书。
Now, Second Timothy. Lastly, we will see
提摩太后书第四章。
Second Timothy, chapter 4.
第四章第一节
Chapter 4, verse 1.
我在神的面前并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前凭着他的显现和他的国度祝福你无论要传道
Verse 2.
无人得时不得时总要专心并要用不般的忍耐总要专心用不般的忍耐各样的教训责备人警戒人劝勉人责备人警戒人劝勉人因为时候要到人必厌烦纯正的道理耳朵发痒就随从自己的情欲增添好些的师傅并且掩耳不听真道偏向荒谬的言语
Verse 4.
好，我们低头祷告。
Your head bow, please. Let's pray.
主啊，我们在这里，我们的眼目一同仰望我们的主。
Lord, here we look upon you with all our eyes.
我们的心一起等候你。
And all our hearts wait for you.
主向我们扬脸。
Lord, lift up your countenance upon us.
你脸光发光照耀我们。主带我们到你的圣所带我们到你的居所带我们到锡安
Lead us into your holy place Lead us into your dwelling place Lead us into Zion
让我们看见你的宝座你的荣耀你的荣美
So that we can see your throne Your glory, your beauty
我们看见你的能力
We can see your power
我们能够屈膝我们能够敬拜我们能够在这里侍奉我们能够在这里赞美
We will bow our knees and we will
主我们感谢你
Lord, we thank you.
我们本来都是被毁灭的器皿卑贱的器皿
We're all lowly vessels to be destroyed.
但是感谢主我们今天成了蒙怜悯让我们成为一个贵重的器皿能够让你的丰盛的荣耀能够彰显在我们的中间
Today we have received grace and become honorable vessels so that your glory could be revealed in us.
主啊你带我们真是像带一个何等贵重的人
Oh Lord, you treat us just as how you treat us such a precious, honorable vessel.
你把这样的珍贵荣耀赐给我们我们有什么话可以说的
Oh, you've given us this much of glory and honor. What else could we say?
主我们就起来称颂我们主的名
Lord, we simply want to rise up and we want to bless you.
我们起来高举你的名 我想今天我们还继续来看金灯台的奥秘。
I think today we will continue to fellowship on the mystery of the golden lampstand.
这是第五讲了。
And this is my fifth sharing.
我甚至相信弟兄姊妹已经知道什么叫金灯台。
I suppose all brothers and sisters have known what are the golden lampstand.
新约启示录讲的金灯台就是每一个地方的教会。
In the New Testament, in the book of Revelation, it speaks of every church when it speaks of the golden lampstand.
因为我们知道教会也是基督的奥秘。
We know that the church is the mystery of the Christ.
神的奥秘是基督，基督的奥秘就是教会。
The mystery of God is Christ, and the mystery of Christ is the church.
大哉金钱的奥秘，无人不以为然。
Without controversy, great is the mystery of the godliness.
因为神在肉身中显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接到荣耀里去。
Because God was manifested in the flesh, justified by the Spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the Gentiles, and received by angels, believed on in the world.
所以这是一个大哉金钱的奥秘。
So without controversy, great is this mystery of godliness.
你说第五章说这也是个极大的奥秘，我是指着基督和教会说的。
In Ephesians, it also says this is a great mystery that I speak of the mystery of Christ and the church.
所以很清楚，我们看见金灯台的奥秘就是指着那个教会。
So very clearly that the mystery of the golden lampstands alludes to the mystery of the church.
教会在地上就是来见证这位荣耀的主。
The church here on earth is to testify of this glorious Lord.
见证这位得胜的主。
To testify of this overcoming Lord.
见证这位升天荣耀的主。
The Lord who has gone up to heavens, who is glorious.
见证这位奇妙的主。
To testify of this wonderful Lord.
他的名就是奇妙。
His name is wonderful.
他是其中之奇，妙中之妙。
He is the wonder of the wonders, the miracle of the miracles.
他是在天上又在地上。
He is in heaven, but also he is on earth.
在地上又在天上。
He is on earth as well as in heaven.
他是神，他又是人。
He is God and he is man.
他是人，他又是神。
He is man and he is God.
他在外面，又在我们的里面。
He is outside of us, and then he is again within us.
他在我们里面，又是在外面。
He is within us, then he is without us.
他在时间的里面，他又是超时间的，都亘古直到永远，他就是神。
He is within the frame of time, but also he transcends the time from everlasting to everlasting. He is God.
所以他的名就是奇妙。
Therefore, his name is wonderful.
教会在这里做什么？
What is the church doing
here? 教会在这里就是见证这位奇妙的主。
The church here is simply testifying of this wonderful Lord.
我们见证他的甘甜。
We testify of his sweetness.
我们见证他的美丽。
His beauty.
我们见证他的芬芳芬香。
And his fragrance.
我们见证他所有一切的丰盛。
Oh, the fullness of him.
我们见证他是独一的主，他是全地的王，他的名是独一无二的。
We testify that he is the king over the whole earth. He is the only Lord. His name is the only Lord.
他是独一的救主。
He is the only Savior.
除他以外，别无拯救，天上地下。没有施下别的名来，我们可以靠着得救的，只有这个名，就这位救主。
There is salvation in no one else, and there is no other than given among in heaven among men by which we must be saved. He is the only Savior.
教会在这里见证他的话，他的道，他的真理。
The church is here testifying of his word, his truth, and his true knowledge.
当每一句话都是真理。
Every word of his is the truth.
每一句话都是生命。
Every word of his is life.
每一句话都是我们的道路。
And every word is our way.
所以我们高举他的道。
Therefore, we highly exalt his word.
这家就是永生神的教会，是真理的磐石和根基。
This house is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth.
教会不但是真理的磐石和根基，教会也在那里托住那一个真理，托住那一个道。
Not only is the church the pillar foundation of the truth, but the church is also sustaining, upholding this truth.
我们高举他的话。
We highly exalt his word.
我们遵守他的道。
And we obey his word.
我们没有条件的绝对顺服他的道。
Absolutely without any reservation.
在任何的时代，在任何的环境，我们高举他的话。他的话是独一的权威，我们顺服。
regardless of the ages and circumstances, we just highly exalt His word. His word is the only authority. We obey Him.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会今天在地上我们那个荣耀的见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is the church today on earth. Its glorious testimony.
我们上次讲了。
Last time we shared.
神何等看重这个见证。
How much that our Lord values this testimony.
神何等宝贝这个见证。
How much He treasures this testimony.
神是何等的注意这个见证。
And how much He gives His attention to this testimony.
什么时候教会失去这个见证。
Whenever the church loses this testimony.
我们看见我们的生命要严严的责备。
And then we see our God will sternly rebuke.
他要攻击这个教会。
Attack the church.
所以我上次讲到启示录七个教会有五个教会是被神所责备的被神所攻击的。
So last time I shared that among the seven churches, five of them are severely attacked and rebuked by the Lord.
为什么?
Why?
因为他们失去了这样一个见证。
Because they have lost the testimony like.
我上次用了哥林多后书第十章。
Last time I shared with you with 2 Corinthians chapter
10. 保罗说我所起的愤恨乃是神那样的愤恨。
Paul says that I was jealous with the godly jealousy.
我要把你们当作个贞洁的贞洁的贞洁的童女献给基督的。
I want to present you to Christ of a pure virgin.
只怕你们偏于邪。
But I'm afraid that you are led astray.
你们的心失去了那样向着基督所存诚意清洁的心。
You have lost the mind, lost the purity and simplicity of a devotion to Christ.
就像蛇引诱了夏娃一样。
Just as a serpent has deceived Eva.
我们看见神所憎恶的，神所愤恨的，神要愤怒的。他要嫉妒的就是教会失去了那个专一的向着主的心。
We see here what the Lord abhors, what He hates, what He is enraged about is that when the church has lost the purity, the simplicity of devotion to Christ.
没有让基督在教会中成为中心。
So that the Christ would no longer be the very center of the church.
没有让基督在教会中成为一切。
And the Christ is not everything to the church.
教会是只有基督，唯独基督。
In the church, there should be the Christ and Him alone.
除了基督，就是基督。
Apart from Christ, still is Christ.
但是当教会失去这样一个见证的时候，我们看见神的愤恨，神的嫉妒。
But when the church has lost this kind of testimony, you could see God's jealousy, God's indignation.
但是同样的。
Likewise,
我们看见若是教会在地上有这样一个见证，神的心是何等的满足，神的心是何等的喜乐。
If the church does have this kind of testimony, we could see how delighted, how satisfied our Lord's heart is.
是刚刚我们弟兄给我们念的启示录，圣灵对着腓拉提腓教会所讲的话。
This is what our brother just read to us.The word spoken to the church of Philadelphia in Revelation.
我想七个教会这是唯一一个教会被主所称许的教会。
Among the seven churches, this is the only church that's praised by the Lord.
是唯一的教会圣灵对他们讲我知道你的行为。
This is the only church that the Holy Spirit speaks to them that saying that I know your works.
你仍有一点力量遵守了我的道没有拒绝。我的名
You have a little strength. You have obeyed my word. You have not rejected my name.
所以我要给你们一个敞开的门，是开了没有人能够关的。
So I will give you this open door that no one can shut it.
我们看见主称许他们。
Here we see that the Lord praised them.
为什么是那样的称许他们？
Why is the Lord is praising them so much?
是不是因为他们彼此相爱呢？
Is it because they loved one another?
因为腓拉提腓教会这个名，那就是弟兄彼此相爱。
Philadelphia simply means brotherly love.
但是在这里圣灵没有说，我知道你的行为，因为你们彼此相爱，我就怎么样怎么样怎么样对待你。
Now here the Holy Spirit does not say because.You love one another, therefore I will treat you this way.
当然我相信这个教会一定是彼此相爱的。
Of course I believe that in this church brothers love each other.
一定是合一的教会。
Must be a unified.
若是弟兄姊妹不能彼此相爱，不能合一，他们怎么能够为主做见证呢？
if there is no this brotherly love with no unity, how could they bear this witness for the Lord?
教会怎么能够被建造起来呢？
How can the church be built up?
教会不能建造，哪里有见证呢？
If it cannot be built up, then where is the testimony?
所以我们深深相信这个教会就是彼此相爱这个教会。
Therefore, we deeply believe that this is a church that in which everybody loves each other.
但是在这里圣灵称许他们的不是因着他们的彼此相爱。
But here, what the Holy Spirit prays about is not this brotherly love.
这里称许他们的是因为他们遵守了主的道，没有曲解他的名，这就是一个见证。
Now the Holy Spirit prays them because they have obeyed God's word, have not rejected His name, and this is the testimony.
我刚才已经讲了，教会在地上就是一个是见证他的道、他的话、他的真理。
I just mentioned that the church here on earth is to testify of His name, His word, and His truth.
教会在地上就是来见证，作为主耶稣这个名就是代表我们的主耶稣。
Now here the church is to testify of His name, and this name represents our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以提拉比拉提比教会是一个遵守主的道，没有曲解，持守主名的一个教会。
So this Philadelphia church is the church which obey God's word, has not rejected His name.
主，我们的神实在是宝贝这个教会。
So our Lord, our God, really cherishes this church.
所以主说，我给你一个敞开的门，是没有人能够关的。
Therefore, the Lord said, I will give you this open door that no one can shut it.
并且神给他一个权柄。
And also our Lord, they gave them this.
这个权柄就是叫那个撒旦议会的人，他们自称是犹太人的，在他们的脚下能够来跪拜，来跪拜。
So that those who call themselves Jews, but they lie and they are the synagogue of Satan, would come to bow down at their feet.
并且叫他们知道我爱你们了，我爱你们了。就是这个教会唯一一个教会主说，我爱你们了。
And to let them know that I have loved you among all the seven churches, this is the only one that the Lord has said that I have loved you.
并且我们的主说，因为你遵守了我忍耐的道，我在普天下受试炼的时候。我要免去你的试炼。
And also our Lord said, because you have kept the word of my perseverance, when the trial comes to upon the world, I will spare you.
唯有这个教会，神允许他们，他们能够免去那将来最大的一个试炼。
And to this church only that the Lord has promised them that He would spare them.From this greatest trial on earth.
我必快来。
I'm coming quickly.
我必快来。
I am coming quickly.
所以你们要持守你们所得到的，免得人夺去了你的冠冕。这是唯一一个教会已经得到冠冕的教会。
Therefore, hold fast what you have obtained, lest anyone take away your crown. This is the only church that has obtained a crown.
是已经把那个奖赏、那个冠冕、那个荣耀已经给了那个教会。
God has already given this church this crown, this praise, this honor.
因为他们这个见证。
Because of their testimony.
只要他们持守，免得人家把你们夺去了。
Hold fast to what you have obtained, that other will take it away.
弟兄姊妹，你就看到这是何等被主称许的一个教会。
So, brothers and sisters, do you see how the Lord praised this church?
弟兄姊妹，但是你要看到这个教会。
But, brothers and sisters, that's also.
你们不要把它看得太高了。
Do not regard it too highly.
为什么呢？因为这里圣灵说，你略有一点点的力量，略有一点点的力量。
Because the Holy Spirit says that you have a little strength.
你们就是那么一点点 small little, 就是那么一点点的力量。
With this little, with this small strength.
你们没有比这个更多一点的。
You do not have anything more than this.
刚刚勉强通过了。
Just barely passed.
哎呀，正像我们小时候念书的时候，考书的时候都是讲分数的。不像今天是 ABCD, 那时候是分数的老60分刚刚及格。
Now, just as when I was young, that when we took a test, the teacher would score us with points. So if you would get 60 points, that you barely made it.
60分就及格了。
And then you just passed.
59分就不及格。
But if you get 59 points, then
刚刚考试拿到60分。
Now, if you get your score points,
没有多一分。
It's not even 1 point more.
也不能少一分。
Or 1 point less.
少一分就不及格。
If you're 1 point less, then you flunk the test.
弟兄姊妹，腓拉提比教会就是在这样一种光景的底下。
So, brothers and sisters, this is the exact condition of the church of Philadelphia.
刚刚能够通过,
he barely made it.
没有多一点的力量,
without any more.
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹, 神宝贝的就宝贝在这个地方,
but, brothers and sisters, this is what the Lord treasures.
他们是在软弱中间更强,
that they were strengthened in weakness.
他们是在胆怯中间勇敢,
they were brave in timidity.
哎呀, 何等的宝贝,
oh, how precious this is.
弟兄姊妹, 我们就想到, 我刚刚为什么要念哈该书,
brothers and sisters, this is why I read the book of Haggai, the book of Zechariah.
我们想到当时候有一班从巴比伦被掳以后归回的一班子民,
we remember that there is this group of people who came back from the exile of this captivity.
哎呀, 当时候他们回来实在是不简单, 不容易的,
it's such a difficulty, not an easy thing for them to come back.
70年被掳在巴比伦,
70 years they were taken captive.
他们都在巴比伦已经安居乐业了,
they've already settled down in Babylon.
他们的前途非常的光辉,
and they had a bright future ahead of them.
他们生活得非常的富裕,
they all led an affluent life.
生活也非常的安定,
they led a very secure life.
但是他们被感动,
however, they were stirred up.
他们要回到耶路撒冷去重新建造神的殿,
they wanted to go back to Jerusalem to again build a
church.
Think of this, what a difficult task.
那时候耶路撒冷是一片的荒地,
because in those days Jerusalem is just a desolate land.
他们要重新回到巴比伦来建造这个殿,
then they would come back to Jerusalem once.
他们才就40万多人回去,
only 40 thousand people came back.
40万多人里面还有妇女还有孩子,
among them there were children and women.
他们也没有什么太多的钱财带出去,
they did not carry them much well.
所以他们人力也不够, 财力也不够, 什么都不够,
so they lacked of power, they lacked of wealth, they lacked of everything.
并且回到那里, 我们看见还有仇敌的反对, 仇敌的阻碍,
and also as they went back there, they also encountered opposition and hindrance from the enemies.
弟兄姊妹, 你就看到他们在这种 逆境的中间，这些不利的环境中间，他们来建造神的殿是何等的不简单，不容易啊！
So in the midst of this adverse circumstances, you see what a difficult task that is to build God's temple.
难道有很多人，难怪有很多人，特别是年长一点的，他们过去看见所罗门那一个殿又高大又荣耀又辉煌。
No wonder some then, especially those elderly ones, they had seen the glorious, famous, magnificent building of the church, of the house.
他们现在看看这个殿,
now they look at this temple.
当他们把根基造好的时候, 你看见根基, 你就知道这个殿有多大。
When they lay down the foundation, once you look at the foundation, you would know how big this building would be.
哎呀, 同所罗门那个殿比起来, 这个殿就好像没有一样。
Now comparing to the Solomon's temple, this building is as nothing.
相差太远太远了。
It's just dramatically different.
所以他们有些人很灰心。
So many of them were discouraged.
我们回来了, 在这种环境底下, 建这么一个小小的殿, 有什么意思呢, 有什么意义呢, 有什么见证呢。
So they say, what's the point of coming back to build the temple? What is the testimony in building up this such a small building?
所以他们这种想法也影响了很多人。
And their thoughts of this kind also affected others.
所以为什么他们的根基造好了以后就停下来了呢?
And why is it after they lay down the foundation, they
我想, 当然因着仇敌的反对是一个理由, 是一个主因。
Of course, one of the main reasons is because of opposition from the enemies.
但是他们里面也感觉到灰心, 这也是个主要的原因。
But also a predominant reason is that within their heart they were so discouraged.
所以他们就不再见了。
Therefore, the work is stalled.
他们就回去只顾自己的家了。
They just went back their own home doing their own business.
弟兄姊妹, 但是神兴起了哈该, 兴起了撒迦利亚。
But brothers and sisters, God raised up Haggai, raised up Zechariah.
再次的勉励他们一定要把这个殿建造起来。
Once again exhorted them that you have to build a temple.
这个殿建造起来不但是一个见证, 是一个荣耀的见证。
Once this building, this temple is built, that not only is it a glorious testimony, but also the prophets have already seen that the Messiah is coming.
所以我们就看见这马拉基就讲得很清楚, 万军的耶和华说, 我要差遣我的使者在我的面前预备道路。
Therefore, in the book of Malachi, we see it explicitly that the Lord says, I will send my messenger ahead of me to prepare my way.
弥赛亚就要来万国万民所寻求的这一位，很快就要进到他的殿。The
Messiah, whom the all nations seek, will come to his house quickly.
那立约的使者，那就是弥赛亚来讲的。The
messenger of the covenant, which speaks of the Messiah,
他要来到。He
will come.
哎呀，我们看见他说这个荣耀比以前的那个荣耀还要的大，这个殿。
And the book says the glory of this latter temple will be greater than the former.
我要震动万国，万国的珍宝都要运来，那就是那一位万国所羡慕的那一位要来到。
I will shake the nations and they will bring all their wealth of the nation. That is the desire of all nations.
金子是我的，银子是我的，这是万军耶和华说的。
Gold is mine, silver is mine, thus says the Lord of hosts.
所以这个以后的殿的荣耀要大过以前的荣耀，这是万军的耶和华说的。
So the glory of the latter will be greater than the former, thus says the Lord of hosts.
因为这个殿是为着弥赛亚要来预备的。
Because this temple is prepared for the coming of the Messiah.
这是个最荣耀的一个见证。
This is the greatest testimony.
弟兄姊妹，神看重这一个小小的殿。
Now, brother and sister, the Lord values this little temple.
我们刚刚看见的这个撒迦利亚书第四章那里的一句话。
And also in Zechariah 4, we just read.
他说我的眼目，神的七眼就是耶和华的眼，遍察全地。他们看见了所罗巴巴手拿的那个限度，耶和华就欢喜。
The seven rejoiced over the plumb line held in the hand of Zerubbabel, and the seven eyes are the seven eyes of the Spirit who scanned to and fro throughout the whole earth.
这个限度就是建筑这个建筑物的一种测量的仪器。
Now this surveyor's line is used to survey this, to build this building.
这个殿是照着神的心意来建造的，不是乱造的。
And this building is built according to God's will. It's not being built recklessly.
是用限度有整存在那里测量的，而建造起来完全照着神的心意所喜悦的建造的。
You have to build it according to the specific measure, specific surveying, according to the will of God.
所以神就欢喜。
Therefore, our Lord rejoiced.
所以你们不要藐视那日微小啊。
Do not despise the day of small things.
你不要看这个现在看落无有啊。
Do not think it as nothing.
神实在是宝贝这样的一个圣殿。
Because our God treasures so much this temple.
同那个所罗门建造的殿虽然是好高又大。
In comparison to Solomon's temple, although it's lofty and great,
当时候又有名声又有荣耀,
famous and glorious in those days.
但是我们知道这个殿后来慢慢就荒凉了。
But we know that this temple eventually decayed.
到最后我们知道这个殿被毁坏了。
And in the end, it's totally destroyed.
弟兄姊妹, 我们想到所罗门建造这个殿是在怎么样一个条件底下建造起来的。
Brother and sister, let's consider in what kind of conditions that Solomon built this temple.
我们看见有人力，有物力，要什么就有什么。
We see that he had manpower, he had everything that he needed.
我们看见多少几多好几万人在山上凿石头，在凿石头，有多少人在那里几万人在抬石头。
We see that tens of thousands of people who were there quarrying the stone and who were carrying the burden, and if you add them together, they were over 100,000 people.
监工的, And those
supervisors, they were
3,300.
And also, the Solomon's day, when he built the temple, is in the prime of his
reign.
All the enemies were conquered.
并且列国都要, 每年都要来进贡啊,
and all nations would pay him a tribute every year.
弟兄姊妹, 在这种光景底下, 建造出来殿, 当然这个殿也是个见证。
Brothers and sisters, of course, the temple being built in under this kind of circumstances is also a testimony.
但是这个殿,同所罗巴巴他们所建造这个殿, 我相信神更看重,更宝贝的是他们建造的那个小的殿。
But in comparison to the holy temple built by Zerubbabel, I believe the Lord cherishes more of this little temple. So the prophet says the glory of the latter will be greater than the former.
弟兄姊妹,今天也是一样,
so likewise, today is the same, brothers and sisters.
腓拉铁菲教会他们只有一点点的力量做了这个见证。
When Philadelphia Church with only little strength bore this kind of witness.
我们知道在第一世纪末了的时候, 教会已经荒凉了, 已经走样了。
We know that at the end of the first century that the church had gone astray, had lost its image.
我知道这个教会里面有很多的问题,有很多的罪恶。
And there were so many problems and sins among churches.
教会虽然大, 但是里面没有实际。
Although the church may be great, but there was no substance to it.
教会虽然大, 但是不真实。
The church might be great, but it's not true.
正像今天幕后的一个时代一样。
Very much like the churches in the end.
虽然我们看见地上有很多的 mega church, 大的教会, 几万人的教会。
Although on earth we could see mega churches with tens of thousands of people attending.
不要说他们不像那个使徒时代的那个教会。
Not to say that they are not like the churches at the apostles' time.
使徒的教会还是照着那一个准存、那一个限度、神的那一个计划、那个心意建造的那个殿。
Because the apostles' churches were being built up according to the plumb line, according to the plan, according to the measure, the will of God.
我们也看到使徒时代的那个教会真正的是刚强有能力有恩赐的教会。
And also we see in those days the churches were strong with strength.
我们看见一起来传道三千五千人就得救了。
We see when they preached the gospel 3,000, 5,000 people were saved.
我们看见他们一祷告这个整个地就会震动。
Once they prayed the foundation of the earth shook.
他们在这里祷告那里彼得就叫监狱里面就释放出来了。
While they were praying at this place and there Peter was released from jail.
一个生来却对的他们奉着拿撒勒耶稣的名他们就起来了。
Now a lame person who was born lame from his mother's womb was raised up when Peter prayed.
所以我们看见当时的耶路撒冷教会也是个 mega church, 有好几万人的一个 church.
We also see the apostle church in those days could be counted as a mega church with thousands of people there.
但是他们是属灵的，是真的。
However, they were spiritual, they were true.
虽然腓拉铁菲教会不能比这个耶路撒冷的教会，但是耶路撒冷的教会，腓拉铁菲的教会，相信神更看重他们。
Although the Philadelphia church could not be compared with the churches at Jerusalem, but God cherished Philadelphia church even more.
我想今天人都追求伟大。
Today we all seek greatness.
我们都追求大。
Seek big numbers.
所以我们今天看见为什么有这么多的 mega church.
That's why we see today there are so many mega churches.
上当这个教会一大的时候就有名望。
Once the church becomes big, then the fame comes along.
大的时候你就有一个成就感
and also when the church is so big that you have this sense of accomplishment
你就有名声
and you would obtain this fame
所以今天人拼命地建造那一个大的教会
that's why today's people are doing whatever they can to build up mega churches
但是我们看见这个大里面不真这个大没有个属灵的实际 最后这个大就像巴比塔一样 又高又大先扬 自己的名
we see that greatness is not true has no real meaning to it then in the end it's just like a Babel Tower it's been built to proclaim its own name to scatter its own fame
弟兄姊妹教会在地上不是追求大
Brothers and sisters, churches on earth should not be seeking. We are not here to pursue this fame and this prestige. We're not here to feel that we do have the sense of accomplishment. Of course, I'm not saying that church should never be enlarged with more members.
不管大不管小, 要是真里面有属灵的实际, 这是最重要的,
Whether it's big or small, it has to be true with spiritual reality just like Philadelphia Church.
但是我们记得,
but we recall this.
主耶稣在马太福音13章讲到天国的奥秘, 讲到那个撒种的比喻,
when the Lord speaks of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven in Matthew chapter 13, when he speaks of the parable of the mustard seed.
主耶稣在这里讲到, 那个种子最小的那个种子。
He speaks of the seed, the smallest seed of all.
加菜的种子的种子。
It's called the mustard seed.
这个加菜的种子是个百百种中间最小的一种种子。
It's the least among all our seeds.
但是我们还要看见。 这个小的种子变成了一棵大树。
But here we see this little seed has become a great tree.
我们看见许多的飞鸟树在这个树枝上。
So the birds of the air come and nest in its branches.
我想这就像今天的很多大的教会。
It's just like today's mega churches.
我们就看到有飞多的飞鸟在那里底下。
We see all the birds of the air come to nest under.
本来加菜种是最
Now, originally, this mustard seed is the least of all.
So,
the church on earth should be little, without fame, without prestige, not being welcomed by others. This is normal.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters, this is the church.
约翰福音第15章, 主耶稣怎么讲对门徒说?
Now, in John 15, what is the Lord Jesus saying?
他说, 世人恨你们, 你们知道, 恨你们以前已经恨我了。
He said, if the world hates you, you know it before it hates you, the world hated me first.
世界爱属于自己的人。
The world loves its own.
你们是我所拣选出来的人。
You're the one chosen by me.
所以你们要纪念我曾经对你们讲,学生不能大过主人。
不是仆人不能大过主人。 Remember what I said to you, a servant shall not be greater than the master.
他们要逼迫你,但是他们要逼迫我,也一定逼迫你们。
If they persecuted me, they will persecute you.
他们遵守我的话,就遵守你们的话。
If they obey my word, they will obey yours.
他们不遵守我的话,他们也一定不遵守你们的话。
If they did not obey my word, for sure, they will not obey your word.
所以他们恨我,也一定恨你。
So if they hated me, they will hate you.
他们逼迫那个头，也一定逼迫那个身体。
If they persecuted the head, they will persecute the body.
所以今天我们看见教会在地上若是被一有名望，我们就看见一有名声，一被人欢喜，我们就看见这个教会一定不是属于神的教会。
So today, if we see a church being famous, being welcomed by everyone, we could be sure that this is not God's church.
今天教会在地上被世界欢迎，被世界拥抱，就说明这个教会已经不属于神的。
If the church is embraced by the world, is welcomed by the world, then we know that it does not belong to God.
这个教会一定是属于世界的教会。
It belongs to the world.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们不要追求大。
Now, brothers and sisters, we do not want to see.
神若是给我们大，当然我们感谢主。
If the Lord grants us this greatness, we thank Him.
我们若是按照真理，按照这个见证，在那里。 若是人数加增我们欢喜我们把荣耀归给主。
Now we would rejoice and give the glory to God if our numbers increases according to the truth, according to the will of God.
假如我们按照真理按照神的心意在建造这个教会用这个限度用这个城在那里量这个教会若是他人数不这么增多多我们也感谢神。
But we also praise the Lord if our number does not grow When we build this church according to his plumbing line, according to his measure, according to his surveying.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫锡安山？我以前同弟兄的交通到锡安山的原则。
Now, brothers and sisters, do you recall what I shared with you on the principle of Mount Zion?
我们知道锡安山就是神宝座的地方，神荣耀发挥的地方。
We know Mount Zion is where God's throne is, where the glorious brightness.
是神掌权的地方。
It's the place where the Lord reigns.
那就是教会。
And that's the church.
弟兄姊妹，锡安在哪里？
Brothers and sisters, where is the Zion?
很多人以为到了耶路撒冷去观光，他们到一个最高的山的最高处，他们说这就是锡安山。
Many people go sightseeing at Jerusalem. They would go to a highest mountain, and they say, "Oh, this is Mount Zion."
他们站在锡安山上可以看到所有的一切。
They stand on the top of the Zion, they could view everything underneath.
后来有人说这不是锡安山。
And other people said, "No, this is not Mount Zion."
锡安山是在下面。
The Mount Zion lies below.
锡安不是往上看的，是往下看的。
You do not see, look up to see Mount Zion.
他们知道历史地，他们知道历史地理的人，他们说锡安山是在一个山脚里面。
Those who know history and geography, they say this Mount Zion is actually in a valley.
是这个玛利亚山，差不多海拔大概有800公尺那样高。
It's about the height of the Mount Moriah. It's 800 feet above sea.
但是锡安山呢，要矮得多。
But the Mount Zion is much, much
higher. 锡安山就是在西路亚的池子的附近，他们说。
They say Mount Zion is very close to the Siloam pool.
我们知道这个希伯来文这个发音啊，这个锡安同这个西路亚是同样的一个发音。
We know in Hebrew the pronunciation of Zion is just like the pronunciation of Siloam.
所以我们看见锡安山是往下看，不是往上看的。
So you see that if you stand on Mount Zion, you have to look down instead of looking up.
教会在地上不受人的欢迎。
So the church is not welcomed on earth.
教会在地上一点都不伟大。
It's not great at all on earth.
因为我们见证的是基督，基督是被人所憎恶的。
Because the one we testify of is Christ, and Christ is despised by all.
除非教会在地上不见证基督。
Unless the church does not testify of the Lord.
除非在教会在地上不高举神的道、神的话、神的真理。
Unless the church on earth does not highly exalt God's word, His truth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，他是卑微的。
Brothers and sisters, He is lowly.
弟兄姊妹，当我们伏在主耶稣基督的权柄底下，我们都是卑微低微的。
Brothers and sisters, as we subject ourselves under the Lord's authority, we are all lowly and abased.
正当保罗到年长的时候，他说：“我在圣徒中最小的，还要小。”
Just as Paul, when he is at his old age, he says, "I am smaller than the least of all the saints."
我记得去年有一个叫 Jerry Forward， 弟兄姊妹听过，就是在 Virginia 的他建立了一个这个 Liberty University。
I remember last year there is a brother Jerry Falwell. He established a university called Liberty University in Virginia.
去年他因着心脏病，大概就70岁，他突然的离开这个世界。
And last year, because of heart attack, all of a sudden he passed away and left the world.
他要建立一个最大的美国最大的学府，高等学府。
He wanted to build this great higher education institution.
都是基督徒来念书的。
All the Christians would come to study.
他要建立一个宏大的一个教会在哪里？在 Virginia.
He wanted to build a magnificent church in Virginia.
我们知道他有一个心意。
We know he had this.
他组织了一个我们都知道这个叫 moral majority， 那就是道德的多数。
We know that he formed this moral majority.
他就是要协助教会的那一种势力。
And he wanted through the power of the church.
协助教会在地上的那种名声。
Through the fame of the church on earth.
来影响美国的政策，在道德上的政策。
He wanted to impact America's policy.
弟兄姊妹，他心是好的，他是但这个方法错了。
brothers and sisters, he had a good intention, but his method was wrong.
他没有吸收那个历史的教训，看看以前那一些最有名的高等学府，这个耶鲁也好，哈佛也好 ，Princeton 也好，过去都是所谓的基督教的学校，要培养神国的人才。但是你现在看看他们。
He did not learn the lessons in history. Think of all the greatest higher education institutions such as Yale and Harvard. Originally, they were built in order to form this kingdom, citizens in the heaven. But in the end, you see what happened? They all failed.
都失败了。
They all failed.
弟兄姊妹，这不是我们用的方法。
Brother and sister, this is not the way we should.
我们不是用教会的那种势力来影响政治的舞台。
We do not want to use the power of the church to affect the platform of the politics.
教会是基督的身体，根本就不与政治无关的。
Because if the church is the body of the Christ, it has nothing to do with the politics.
弟兄姊妹，我们就看到腓拉特别教会。他们就是那么一点点的力量，他们能够遵守主的道，没有弃绝主的名。
Take a look at the church at Philadelphia. Although they just had a little strength, but they obeyed God's word. They did not reject His name.
他们所遵守的是个忍耐的道。
And the word they followed is the word of God's perseverance.
弟兄，什么叫忍耐的道
？Brothers and sisters, what is this word of?
我们今天要遵守主的道，我们就预备受苦的。
Now today, if we want to obey His word, be prepared to suffer.
我们要在这个时代。我们要高举主的真理的话，我们是预备受苦的。
In this age, if you want to highly exalt God's word, then be prepared to suffer.
所以在启示录第十章启示录约翰在第一章第十节他说：“我约翰就是你们的弟兄，在患难、果度、忍耐一同有份的。”
Therefore, in Revelation chapter 1, Apostle John says that, "Brother, I am your fellow partakers." Your brother in the tribulation, in the suffering, in the kingdom, in the perseverance, which are in Christ Jesus.
我是因着神的道和为着主耶稣基督的名而受苦的。
And I suffer because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道这个道就是一个受苦的道。
Brothers and sisters, we know this word is a word of suffering.
我们看见整个历史几千年、两千年来。
Throughout the 2,000 years of history,
有多少的神的儿女为了坚守那一个信仰，为了坚守这个真理的道，他们被殉道的，被杀害的。
How many of God's children are martyrs, are killed because of holding fast to God's word?
我们看见就在16世纪，我们看到有多少这样的弟兄。
In the 16th century, you could see so many brothers.
是在教会最黑暗的一个时代。
They existed in the darkest time of the church.
我们知道神兴起了鲁德马丁，兴起了高尔文这一帮弟兄。
We know God raised up Martin Luther and also Calvin.
Calvin, yeah. 他们影响了很多弟兄。
They impacted so many of the brethren.
他们离开了天主教。
They left the Catholicism.
但是我们知道有多少人被杀害的，被殉道。
But do we know how many of them were martyred?
我们知道在那时候圣内瓦有一个所谓的宗教的法庭，就天主教设立的那个宗教的法庭，就是来审判他们所谓的那个叛教徒，叛教徒啊。
We know that in those days in Geneva, there is this religious court set up by the Catholics. They were there to judge all these apostates.
哎呀，好凄惨，好残酷啊。
It's so cool.Cruel,
我们知道就在34年中间有10,000,000的殉道的为着信仰为着真理的道
We know that among 30 years 1,000,000 Christians were martyred for the truth
有多少是被烧死的挂在这个杆上被火烧死
How many of them were hung on the stake and burned to death
多少姊妹在怀孕的时候他们把他们的肚子剖开而殉道而死的
How many of the pregnant sisters whose bellies were cut wide open and they died in such a way?
主所以圣灵在这里说你遵守我忍耐的道。
So the Holy Spirit says that you observe the word of my perseverance.
这个是忍耐的道。
This is the word of
是要花代价需要牺牲的
It takes a price
多少时候需要把你生命要摆上的
So many times you have to risk your life
因为这个道不是世上人所愿意接受的
This is not the word that world wants to receive
不是世界上人所愿意听的
This is not the word that the world wants to listen
在今天时代的末了连神家儿女都不要听这样纯正的道
Even at the end of this age even God's children do not want to listen to this sound doctrine
所以保罗在提摩太后书为什么讲你不然得失不得是重要传道重要专心用诸般的忍耐各样的教训责备警戒劝勉人
That's why Paul in 2 Timothy says that Be ready in season and out of season Reprove, rebuke and exhort With all long suffering and teaching
要用诸般的忍耐
With all long suffering
不但这个忍耐要承受那一些逼迫那些苦难
Not only with this long suffering, you have to bear all the afflictions and all the persecutions.
并且这个忍耐是因为人不要听这个道，所以你要讲。
And you have this long suffering is because people do not want to listen to you, but
他们,
still you have to say
他们不听你还是要讲。
Even though they do not want to listen,
他们不接受你还是要讲。
Even though they do not want to accept
you, 你不要灰心。
Don't be discouraged.
你总是讲。
Say it.
正像当时候的先知一样，几十年像耶利米，四十年在那里讲，从早到晚讲，没有人听的。
Just as Jeremiah in 40 years, from the morning till evening, he kept saying, but nobody listened to him.
我想，假如我们讲几天，我们就不难烦了。
I suppose if it were we that we were preaching, sharing that after a few days, we became impatient.
他有诸般的忍耐。
But.
能够忍耐四十年之久。
Jeremiah had this long suffering. He bore all these people 40 years.
你要劝，你要责备他们，警戒他们，劝勉他们。
Reprove, rebuke, and exhort them.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个义道，义的道。
Brothers and sisters, this is the word of righteousness.
今天人不喜欢听这个道。
Today, people do not like to listen to this word of righteousness.
正当时候以色列百姓一样，以赛亚第三十章说，他们说你们不要讲这些话，不要讲这些不吉利的话，你们要讲一些热和的话，好听的话，悦耳的话。
Just as those Israelites, in Isaiah chapter 30, he says that those people say, do not say all these ominous word, visions, say pleasant words, soothing words.
他们喜欢听平安啊，平安啊，什么都平安的。
They desire to hear peace, peace, everything is peace.
当然，今天不是说我们不讲这些话。
Of course, today it's not that we're not talking about.
我们也要讲这些美善的道，对不对？希伯来书第六章说美善的道 ，goodness。
Today we also want to talk about this good word, just as Hebrews 6 says.
我们也要讲那些恩惠的道，恩典的道。
We also want to talk about the word of grace.
我们当然也要讲生命的道。
And also the word of life.
但是在这个时代的末了讲台上，最要紧的就是应当讲义道。
But at the very end of this time on the podium, the most thing that needs to be preached is the word of righteousness.
弟兄姊妹，这个义道我们知道，在希伯来书第五章解释什么叫义道。
Now in Hebrews chapter 5, we could find the explanation of this word of righteousness.
这个写希伯来书说，按照你们学习的功夫，你们都应当做师傅了。谁知道我还要把神话与开端来教导你们。
The author of Hebrews says that by this time you ought to be teachers, but you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God.
因为你们都是只会吃奶的婴孩。
Because you have come to need of milk.
这个凡是真能吃奶的就不熟练仁义的道理，凡是吃奶的就不熟练。那个仁义的道理。
Everyone who partakes only of the milk is not skilled in the word of righteousness.
因为在教会中间，今天婴孩太多了，吃奶的婴孩太多了。
In the church today, there are so many babes, so many infants that need milk.
所以他们不能听那个义道，听不懂什么叫义道，也不喜欢听那些义道。
Therefore, they do not want to listen to the word of righteousness. They don't like it, and they don't understand it either.
所以唯有长大成人吃干粮的，他们心窍机灵的通达，他们就能够分辨是非了。这是义道。
Now only those who are of full age, whose senses are being by the use of by the practice of using the word of righteousness, their senses are being trained so they could discern good and evil.
我想希伯来书就是一本讲义道的书。
And I believe that the book, the epistles of Hebrew is the epistle of righteousness.
哎呀，你看看这样的话很多很多在希伯来书。
Now read the epistles of Hebrew, you can see so many words like this.
他要审判他的百姓。
God will judge his people.
落在耶和华手中的是何等的可怕。
Oh, it's such a fearful thing to fall into the hands of God.
神乃是烈火。
God is a consuming fire.
人若知道正道而故意犯罪，所罪的记忆在他身上就没有了，他就等候那个斩尽等候那个审判。和烧灭那住仇敌的烈火。
He who knows the truth but wearily sins, then this sin for sacrifice for sin is no longer there. He can only expect in fear and this indignation of the fire that will consume his enemy.
你看看第三章、第四章，他们都要倒闭在旷野，不能进到那个安息。
And in chapter 3 and 4, you see all these Israelites died in the wilderness.They did not enter into the rest.
弟兄姊妹，这都是义道。
Brothers and sisters, these are all the word of righteousness.
所以保罗说，这个要责备人、警戒人，也要劝勉人。
So Paul says, you have rebuke, reprove, and exhort people.
但是这个时代的末了，这个道没有人要听。
But at the end of this age, nobody wants to listen to such a word of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，教会是建筑在这个磐石上面。
Brothers and sisters, the church is built upon this rock.
我们记得马太福音第十六章，主耶稣说：“我要把教会建造在这个磐石上面。”
In Matthew 16, we recall that the Lord Jesus says, "I will build my church on this rock."
当然，这个磐石我们解释为基督，当然没有错。
Of course, we say this rock is the Christ, as we would explain it.
哥林多前书第十章讲得很清楚，你们所喝的水是和一样的水，你们所喝的水，那就是出于那随从你们、跟着你们的那个灵磐石，这个磐石就是基督。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, it says that you have drink from the same rock, the spiritual rock that accompanies you, and that's Jesus Christ.
就是基督，一点不错。
That is Christ.
教会是在建造在这个磐石上面的。
The church is built upon this rock.
但是弟兄姊妹，这讲还是比较抽象一点。
But brother and sister, this is still abstract.
主啊，所以我们想最好的解释就是这个磐石就是神的道，神的话。
So the best exposition of this is this rock is the word of God.
我们要绝对顺服，绝对遵行。
We have to obey and keep this word.
以弗所第二章说，我们不再是外人，不再是客旅，是神圣徒同国神家里的人，乃是建造在使徒和先知的那个根基上的。
Now in Ephesians 2 we read that we're no longer strangers and aliens being built upon this foundation of the apostle and the prophet.
我们知道使徒和先知那就是神的道，神的话。
Now the apostle and the prophet is the word of God.
所以什么是真的教会，什么是假的教会，最好的一个区别就是他们是遵守神的道的。
So how do you distinguish the false church from the true one? The best way to do it is to see if they follow the word of God.
神怎么说我们就这么做。
As God says it, so we do it.
神不说我们就不做。
If God does not say it, we don't do it.
连好事我们也不做。
Even the good things we will not do.
当然坏事就不用说了。
Of course, we do not do bad things, not to mention it.
教会是绝对顺服神的道。
Now the church should absolutely obey God.
你们听了这个话而去遵行的，就像人聪明的人建造房屋，建造在这块磐石上面。
If you hear the word of mine and you obey it, then you will be likened to the wise man who built his building upon this rock.
当风吹雨淋水冲的时候，这个房子不会倒塌。
When the rain descended, when the flood came, when the wind blew and beat upon it, this house will not fall.
弟兄姊妹，什么是风吹雨淋水冲？
Brothers and sisters, what is this rain, this flood, and this wind?
我们可以解释为一种试炼，在这种试炼中间，教会还是能够成长。
We could explain it this way, that in all kinds of trials, that the church continues to grow.
更好的解释，在审判的时候，教会能够站立在这里。
But the better explanation to all this is that at the time of judgment, the church will stand tall.
不要忘记审判要从神的家开始。
Don't you forget that judgment will start from the house of God.
在这个审判的时候，这样的教会能够站立得住。
At the time of the judgment, a church like this will stand tall.
弟兄姊妹，腓拉铁比教会就是这样一个教会。
Brother and sister, the fellow Philadelphia church is the church like this.
所以神那样的称许他们。
And that's why our God praises so much.
神这样的宝贝他们。
And he cherishes it so much.
神那样的喜悦他们。
And he delights in it so much.
虽然他们只有一点点的力量。
Although they only had a little strength.
神保守他们。
But God has sustained them.
神眷顾他们。
And God visited them.
弟兄姊妹，巴不得我们就像腓拉太菲教会一样。
Brothers and sisters, if only we're all like this Philadelphia church.
我们也这么只有这么一点的力量。
Even though we only have this little strength.
我们没有多一点。
We do not have any more.
我们就依靠我们的主。
But we simply rely on our Lord.
我们依靠我们的神。
We rely on our God.
我们忠心向着他。
And faithfully our hearts are toward him.
我们相信神要负我们一切的责任。
And we believe that he will take all the responsibility.
在这个幕后的一个黑暗的一个时代。
At this very end dark age.
在这个淫乱邪恶的一个时代。
In this adulterous perverse generation.
让他的教会能够在地上能够为他做那个荣耀的见证。
That his church bear the glorious witness of him.
主对腓拉铁比教会说，我必快来。
The Lord says to the Philadelphia church, I am coming quickly.
你要持守你所得着的冠冕，免得人把你们夺去。
Hold fast to the crown which you have obtained, lest anybody take it away.
我们低头祷告。
Your head bowed. Let's pray.
父神，我们满心感谢，满心赞美你。
Father God, we just thank you with all our heart.
我们原本都不是你的子民，今天成了你的子民。
We were not your people, but today we have become your people.
我们原本都不是蒙怜悯的人，今天我们蒙了怜悯。
We were not people who received your mercy, but today we have received your mercy.
主啊，我们都是不蒙爱的，今天蒙了你的爱。
Lord, we were not loved by you, but today we have been loved.
主，你使我们成为唯独我们是被拣选的族类。
You made us the chosen generation.
你也让我们成为圣洁的国度。
And a holy priesthood.
你叫我们成为属神的子民。
You made us the people that belong to you.
让我们能够宣扬那召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
So that we could preach the praise of him who called us out of darkness into your light.
主，你的荣耀要在我们这些首先在基督里面有盼望的人身上能够得到承载。
Lord, your glory will be praised among all of us who have first believed in you.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你召我们得享那永远的荣耀。
You have called us to obtain that eternal glory.
叫我们忍受苦难以后，你要亲自的成全我们，坚固我们，也要加力量给我们。
So that after a little while of suffering, you yourself will perfect strength and edify us.
求你继续的保守带领我们。
Continue to keep and lead us.
不在乎定义的，也不在乎奔跑的。
It's not up to him who wills, it's not up to him who runs.
是在乎你怜悯我们的神。
It's up to the very one who has mercy on us.
主啊，求你继续的怜悯恩待我们。
Oh, Lord, continue to show your mercy and grace to us.
保守我们。
And sustain us.
主啊，人不多有信心，但是我们知道你是信实的。
Lord, not all men have faith, but we do know that you're faithful.
那召我们的乃是信实的。
He who called us is faithful.
你必定要成就这事。
You will accomplish all
this. 求你继续的建造你的教会。
Oh, we pray that you will continue to build up your church.
主，你拆毁应当拆毁的，你建造应当建造的。
You will destroy that needs to be destroyed and build up that needs to be built up.
主，让我们成为一个贞洁的童女，能够献给基督。
So that we all become this chaste virgin to be presented to Christ.
不叫我们偏于邪，失去了那向基督所存纯一清洁的心。
So that our minds will not be led astray.To lose that simplicity and purity of the devotion to Christ.
主，你永远的爱我们，用你的爱继续的吸引我们。
Oh Lord, you have loved with your love. Continue to draw us near with your love.
你已经将生命和金钱的事都已经给了我们。
You have given us all the things that pertain to godliness and life.
叫我们认识了那位用美德和荣耀 造我们的主。
So that we could know the very one who called us with his own virtue and beauty.
主，你又把极大又宝贝的应许给了我们。
And Lord, you have given us this exceedingly great promise.
叫我们能够与神的性情有份。
So that we could be partakers of your divine nature.
主，求你继续的保守我们这样一个见证。
Oh Lord, continue to keep our testimony like this.
主，你必快来。
Lord, you're coming quickly.
我们等候你的再来。
And we wait for your coming.
我们预备迎接我们主的再来。
And we were prepared to receive our Lord's second advent.
主啊，愿这些话不突然返回。
Oh Lord, may all your words will never return in vain.
主圣灵给我们智慧和启示的灵。
Oh Holy Spirit, would grant to us this spirit of wisdom and revelation.
主啊，让我们有回头的亮光。
So that we have this hind light.
听孩子的祷告
Hear your child's prayer
是因奉主耶稣基督的名
In the Lord Jesus' name
Amen,
Amen.